Good day, everyone. I'm Lance Alleong, founder of Alleong Studios. Today I'm presenting the storyteller from Philly. And yes, the voice you will hear throughout this production will be the voice of Lance Alleong, my voice. The storyteller from Philly is one of Roland Buck's homeboys who has a special storytelling ability. Sadly, he doesn't believe in his own abilities, so he allows his frustration to get the best of him. So without further ado, we present the storyteller from Philly.
What's up, Bonnie? How you living out there in Philly, bro?
Peace, my big bro. I'm out here doing my thing, trying to stay low-key.
Cool, man. Well, I don't know if you know.
Nah, I don't know.
I created a podcast combining some of the most greatest storytelling tactics with killer tracks.
And how's it going?
It's the best thing since sliced bread, bro. But I have two more episodes to produce until the season finale, and I need your help, bro.
Bruh, what could you possibly need from me?
Limp Dicky McElroy, first name was Nicholas. He had ears like Mickey Mouse.
Yo, you still remember that, my nigga? I should have put a copyright on that joint.
Well, you didn't. And now I'm using it. That's my line. I use that line whenever I want, bro.
Cool. What do you want from me, Roland?
I would like you to tell me three of your wildest tales you can think of based on your life.
Philly, Philly. Philly, this is where I am from. Aight, and here we go. So one day, I was going to my man's house to take care of some business with this fresh old white pelle joint I just copped from the market in Philly, right?
Oh shit, I remember that joint.
Cool, but do you know how those bullet holes ended up in the back of the jacket? I don't know if you remember that.
Nah.
So shit, fucking let me finish telling the story then, aight? So I walked into my man's crib, and the vibe was like all off, bro. And one of those cats in there, I didn't recognize him. So my stance went into like a defense mode. But I knew I had to get this bread, so I couldn't make any false moves. So I dapped up my man while giving this other nigga the side eye. Anyway, about 3 minutes later, they started counting out my money. $2,000. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I reached down on the table and grabbed the money. Then I paused. I heard the metal hammer of a pistol engaging. And this same nigga I'm giving the side eye to has the burner in his hand pointed directly at my head, bro. And then he says,
"Nigga, you not leaving here with that bread."
I quickly remembered that my tailor sewn a pocket on the inside of my pelle just for situations like this, and my .22 was right there. So I never took my left hand off the bread, and I reached inside my jacket with my right hand, grabbed that .22, spun around like I was breakdancing, and I started letting off. Rawr, rawr, rawr. And I ran out the door. All they saw was the fire exiting the back of my jacket, bro. When I reached the street, my boy was waiting for me with the engine running. I opened the door and we moped out. We drove to Reading Terminal and I took the Chinese bus back to Manhattan. Then I took a cab to Brooklyn. I got to my apartment and I started counting out the money. Luckily, my roommate, Renee, I'm glad she wasn't there so I didn't have to explain to her why I looked so shook. Anyway, a few days passed, and I was walking down the street, minding my damn business, when these cats started fighting, and the brawl inside the barbershop ended up on the street, right in front of me. Yeah, you know, it's Myrtle Avenue, but back in the day we called it Murder Avenue. I don't have to go into detail about that. So, I kept it moving, and the next thing I knew, I was on the ground, and my thigh was leaking, yo.
Damn, what happened?
Yeah, one of those cats stabbed me in my leg. I guess they thought I was one of the dudes they were brawling with. And when I woke up, I was in DeKalb Hospital, laid up and shit, man. The doctor asked me, if I had someone to come pick me up. And the first person I could think of was Renee, my roommate.
Renee? Yeah, I remember her, man. Always thought she had a low-key crush on you.
Yeah, Roland. Yo, let me tell the story, bro. So I gave them her number, and she arrived in about 15 minutes. Which confused the hell out of me, because you and I know, I live on Bushwick Avenue. Bushwick Avenue, during rush hour to get downtown Brooklyn, it's at least an hour worth of traffic. But she arrived in 15 minutes. But I was in so much pain, I didn't pay it any mind. She signed me out, and we were waiting for the cab outside. She kissed me and said,
"Baby, I finally get to take real good care of you, and you're gonna love me for it."
I was so high on pain meds that I was like, "Aight." She helped me into the cab, and we headed to the crib. And when we arrived at the crib, she helped me inside and placed me in a love seat, and I passed out. But when I woke up, I realized my pants were off, and Renee's head was slowly going up and down with my penis in her mouth.
She was doing what?
And at first, it felt good. But as my dick started to get harder and harder, my legs started throbbing and hurting like a mother. And I said, "Renee, please stop, it's hurting." She was choking and she said,
I told you. On the way here, I was finally going to get to take care of you real good.
So I tried to focus on something else while she was doing the do. And the pain was so much, I had to make her get up. And why did I do that? When she stood up, I realized she didn't have no pants or panties on. And she got on top of me and started riding my dick like a damn Camaro. At first, my mind skipped over the pain until her big ass landed on my stitches and I screamed, "Ah!" With all the adrenaline I had in my body, I stood up and threw her big ass off of me and she hit the floor in shock. Now, I'm standing over her with a wet hard penis, which is leaking cum. And my leg is leaking blood all over the floor. And the first thought that came to my mind, I said it out loud, "Renee, why did you just rape me?" She got up all in shock and shit, ran into her room, and I passed out from the pain. And then the shock put me to the floor. And I laid there on that cold hardwood floor, knocked the fuck out.
So after you were stabbed in your leg and you were in stitches, Renee was sucking you off and fucking you against your will, and you busted a nut and passed out?
I have one more story to tell you, Roland, and then I gotta go. I got shit I gotta do with my life, bro. And like I told you before, I ain't no damn storyteller. You just like my stories. I think because you laughing at me instead of laughing with me, because I wasn't laughing during the shit. Alright, so you get one more and then I'm gone.
Okay, let's get it cracking.
So one day, I was freeballing on Brooklyn Avenue. And yeah, freeballing means I had on pants, but I didn't have on no drawers. I was downtown Brooklyn, you know, setting up one of my routine record stoop sales. And I was setting up my high-selling records in order so people that was walking by could see my in-depth selection. You know how I do. And you know me, I tried to make contact with everyone I seen walking by. But this one, PTY.
What's a PTY?
You don't remember what a PTY is? Ah, man, you've been out of circulation too long. A pretty young thing caught my eye. She was about a block away. But we locked eyes. She looked like a cool drink of water on a lovely summer's day. You know, like one of them joints you take to the crib and you put that song on by Jodeci that starts off like, "Don't talk, just listen." The beat hits and you all are slow grinding while you're standing up and you start fiending and eating her treasures from the goodness of life with slow toe-sucking licks. Oof. And then she finally gets closer to me, as she's walking down the street towards me. And our lips are 2 inches away from a kiss, and I'm excited. I'm so excited, and I'm just waiting for her to speak, because I'm waiting for her to just take me away like cowgirl, my nigga. And she says,
"Yo, my dude, did you know your stinking ass crack was showing through your busted ass cargo jeans? Why the fuck you got a rope holding up them damn ugly ass cargo jeans anyway? You smell like a street urchin mixed with funky ass crack."
Roland, my dude, I was so in shock, I couldn't even respond. I just nodded my head like, "Right, right." And she walked off. Man, listen, that story done struck a nerve, man, in my mind, man. Yo, I'm hanging up this phone. I don't have no more stories to tell you, man. I hope them 3 stories work out. But yo, this shit ain't funny no more, bro. I gotta go. Yo, peace. I'm out.
No, Bonnie. Wait, man. Wait. Don't hang up, bro. Damn.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow us for next week's episode. Alley Ong Studios. Out.